The S&P 500 hit another record high up 0.2%. The Dow also eked out a small gain of 83 points. That's 0.2% as well. While the NASDAQ was up 0.6%. NVIDIA was up almost 4%. That's a big help. Tesla was up 1.7%. But Microsoft was down 1%. The day started out strong as China's central bank unveiled a blitz of monetary stimulus. They cut key interest rate. They're also planning to reduce the amount of money banks need to hold in reserve. That's in an effort to boost lending. And they're introducing other measures to shore up the real estate market, which is where many Chinese have invested their money. That helped demand for global commodities and commodity stocks like Freeport-McMoRan, big copper giant, which rose almost 8%. Elsewhere, big industrial stocks like Caterpillar hit new highs, and luxury good makers like LVMH also rose. The Chinese buy a lot of those luxury goods. But stocks slid shortly after the open as consumer confidence unexpectedly dropped below expectations for August. Respondents' concerns focused mostly on jobs and a little bit on inflation. Yet after the initial drop, the markets rebounded. So here's the takeaway, the key takeaway. Many consumers are concerned about a slowdown in the jobs market, but the stock market does not see it as a major issue yet, particularly since the Federal Reserve is now actively cutting interest rates to stimulate the economy. Still, it is a signal to the stock market. The number one issue for the fourth quarter is going to be jobs. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Bob Pisani.